Hi everyone, happy Tuesday. Welcome back to our podcast, Beyond the Filter. I'm Alexis.
And I'm Paulina.
And today we just wanted to sit down and have some chit chat, girl talk, if you will.
Yep.
Literally nothing serious.
Nope.
Just an episode on pop culture updates and life updates.
As you know, we are certified yappers.
Yes.
And this episode is all about that because I was on my trip for a week. Didn't see you for an entire week.
Which is eternity for us.
That's a long time for us. So we have a lot to catch up on.
And we know you all just care about our lives.
No, you were dying to know.
Yeah, I'm like, we know you guys are dying for an episode like this because you guys just care and are nosy Nellies like us. Or at least I like to think so.
We're the nosiest people for sure.
Oh my God. I'm nosy and Delulu.
No, yeah.
All in one.
Yeah.
But without further ado, I guess we could just get right into it.
Did you hear Mariah Carey's remix version of Yes And?
Yes.
I didn't. We have some thoughts.
Didn't really like it.
It sounded like it was a whole lot of yelling.
It was a whole lot of like whistle noting, if you will.
We were listening to it in the car. So the speakers, you know, were loud. And I was like, oh, my ears hurt.
I was like, my ears are ringing.
I didn't even finish it.
Mm-mm.
I turned it off and I was like, you kind of know right away when a song's for you and when it's not. And that one was not. Don't really know what they were trying to do there.
I feel like they should have collabed on like a new song, not like a remix.
I know. And they have that one Christmas song together, which is so good.
The
Santa's going to come and make you mine.
I was like, I knew it was something about Santa.
What is it called? Oh, Santa. That's what it's called.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Santa.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, that song.
I was like,
sometimes you just got to leave the original version alone.
You know who did eat?
Who?
With their new song?
Selena.
Love On.
I love it.
I don't want to hear any slander. That song is so cutesy and fun.
It's so cute.
And I think that's the purpose of her music lately, is to just be like a fun, cutesy vibe.
Yeah, because she has said before she like does the sad girl music really well, and she does.
Yeah,
she has a voice for it, very soft. But these, I'm like, I kind of like this era.
It's giving like Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah,
especially with this new one.
Yeah, it's fun. It's lighthearted. It's like poppy. I love it.
It's so cute. I love the music video.
Are people like hating on the song? I haven't seen any slander.
A little bit on TikTok. They're just like, oh, she sounds like super auto-tuned. This doesn't even sound like her. And they were like, the lyrics like don't mean anything. And I'm like, sometimes.
Well, it doesn't have to.
Yeah, I'm like, not everything needs meaning.
I watched her Jimmy Kimmel interview.
Yes.
Did you? Duh, of course you did.
I was like, it was the first view.
I was going to say, it's like views one.
Yeah, it's me.
I saw from there, I didn't see this on TikTok, but like Jimmy Kimmel brought it up to her that people were saying things about the steak tartare line.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Are people not liking that line or what?
I don't know. I thought it was fun.
I thought it was fun.
I think it's the best part of the song because she
when she say, why are we conversing over the steak tartare when we could be making out in the back of my car or something like that?
Or in the back of the bar, or we could write a memoir. Or
something like that.
Yeah. I forget the last part that she sings after the memoir.
Did you already memorize the lyrics?
A little.
Nice.
Because that's literally my favorite part of the song. I'm like, wow, she could really rhyme steak tartare with car, bar, memoir.
Maybe it's the Benny Blanco effect.
God. He's like,
I know, but he is the, what's that saying? Like the, when there's like a genius behind something.
Like,
I don't know what I'm trying to say. Basically,
I was like,
he's the one who makes a lot of like the music that we hear.
Yeah, it's him. He's the brains.
There we go. The brains behind
music.
The
music
industry basically is like him. So I'm like, well, he knows what he's doing, I guess.
I guess.
I wonder if he writes lyrics.
Oh, you didn't watch the music video, right?
I haven't watched it yet. No, but I saw the clips. I saw her bloopers that she posted on Instagram too.
Yes,
so cute.
I thought that was so cute, but people were speculating that Benny was in the music video.
Where? The only parts that I saw was where she was eating the croissant.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, that looks so good, by the way.
So cute. I was like, how did they put that little camera on the croissant?
Oh my, I was thinking that too. I'm like, it's that like a little like fish cam or whatever they're called?
Yeah.
I'm like, was it edible? Because, I mean, she was, like, biting it. Yeah. I'm like, was she fake biting it?
Yeah.
I have questions for Miss Gomez.
And then I saw the part, she's, like, in, what is it, like, a yellow room or something? Where she's, like, kind of crawling or whatever.
Yeah. I thought that
was so cute. Also, her outfits were cute.
Yeah, all of her outfit changes. I was like, oh, my God. Okay, wait. I pulled up the clip. Sucks that you guys can't see it.
I know. We'll post it on our stories, just like we've been doing. When we're trying to reference something.
Yes.
Like the Paul Wesley stuff I posted last week. I mean, it looks like him, but it's also just curly hair.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, I don't
could
know.
Be reaching.
Could be.
Yeah. I guess we'll never know unless she says it.
True. Which I feel like she wouldn't.
No.
So we could just keep on guessing.
And speaking of weird relationships, Ariana Grande.
Oh, God.
And Mr. SpongeBob SquarePants. Mr.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Did you see that part of her interview that she did?
Where she was, like, kind of addressing the media?
Yeah.
Like, I'll let you take this one.
It's getting hard to defend her.
Yeah. I was like,
Gurney. And you guys know how I feel
yeah.
about Ariana Grande. Like, I would go into debt for this woman.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much as a person. Like, I love her to death, and yeah. I will not allow any Ari slander unless it's coming from my mouth.
Valid.
But I love her music. Okay, I always have. I always will. I've seen her in concert 6 times, and I will continue to go for the rest of my life.
Yes.
You can't stop me. I don't care. She'd have to do something, like, I was going to say terrible, but this is pretty bad.
Yeah, you're like, I think I would still go.
Yeah. I don't know, but anyway, yes. I'm like, we're not friends or something.
You're like, oh.
Which, by the way, I have had dreams that we're friends.
That's me with Selena.
Yeah. Anyways, so she was on the Zach Sang show for, like, what is it, like her 3rd or 4th time being on that show?
Her outfit was cute.
Mm-hmm. God, I really love it. When she does interviews. I love the way she talks.
Yeah.
She's so, like, well-spoken. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I love her. Anywho, how did they start that question? He asked her, like, what did he say? Well, okay, there was one part where he did say, like, is there anything that you wish, like, people would know and blah, blah, blah. She's like, plenty, but it's just not, like, really worth getting into.
Yeah.
Which I was like, And then she, I don't know how this turned into, like, what he asked her to turn into her answer here, but she basically said that the media, like, paints her in a certain picture, and kind of basically, like, if she were somebody else, like, I don't know if she were literally anybody else,
yeah,
or a man, or somebody who hasn't been a part of, like, a few controversial things, then they probably wouldn't be so hard on her about her divorce and then now dating SpongeBob SquarePants. I will not say his name.
No.
And yeah, so that was kind of like her answer there.
Mm-hmm.
Now how we feel about that is
I don't
think that's true.
Yeah.
Because if we want to get into it, Tom Sandoval, look what he did.
Yeah.
He's a man.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody hates him.
Medium destroyed him. Still not recovered.
And,
yeah.
What's her name?
Rachel.
Yeah, I was gonna say Raquel. Yeah.
Same thing. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Everybody hates them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I don't necessarily think that part's true.
Yeah.
So
I feel like the media will tear down anyone just because you're in the spotlight and you, like, kind of chose to be in the spotlight. So, like, well, obviously it's expected, but I don't know.
But that, and also she did do something not great.
Yeah. And, like, not us opening this can of worms.
We're like, oh, we're it's like, really hard I for just, us to say.
I mean, like, what she did to Naya and Big Sean. Yeah. Like, and I love Naya Rivera, like, R.I.P.
Yeah.
But
I know I cried when she passed away because I used to love Glee.
I was literally watching her performance of Smooth Criminal last
night. Oh, my God. That's such a good one.
I think about that performance a lot. That's like my Roman Empire. It's so good. Like, Ari was messy for that, too. And that was, like, years ago.
And it's not like Naya lied about that. Like, she put it in her, like, she never said that,
you know, in her book, right?
Or, yeah, like, she put it in her book. And she never said that, like, they straight up cheated, but she said that she walked into her house that she shared with Big Sean, and then she was like, and then I see some little girl with a big ponytail, and I was like, oh, we all know who that
is. We all know who that is.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, she has a messy past with her relationship, so I'm like, what on earth could you possibly say that would change everybody's mind? Because I'm a huge Ariana Grande fan, and I would do anything for that woman. But I'm like, you can't defend
her actions. Yeah.
That specifically. Like, people still bring up the donut thing. I'm like, okay, move on.
Oh my God. I forgot about that. Oh my God. That seems like forever ago.
She
licked a donut.
She was like, what, 19? Like, okay, let it go.
Yeah.
And also, it's kind of funny. But
yeah, I was going to say. She was like really random for that.
She was so weird.
Yeah, I'm like, were you trying to be quirky?
And also, just buy the donut.
Yeah,
like lick it and then buy it, because that's
But anyway, anyways, we're not talking the about donut. That.
But it's just hard to defend it, because I'm like, okay, even if he did not cheat on his ex-wife with Ari, regardless, like, you knew what was happening and that a family was ending after, and they're high school sweethearts.
I know, that's and what makes me like even more sad for the ex-wife.
They just had a baby. So it's like, regardless, that is really not your place to get involved.
I
can't think of a way out of that to like show herself as totally innocent, and like, because how she was basically saying in the interview was like, nobody understands, and like, you know, people are going to say what they want, but just because the media says it doesn't mean it's true. But I'm like, but it's a timeline. Like, what could change?
Yeah.
That makes this sound better, you know? I don't know.
I guess, I don't know. I feel like she's kind of messy for like how she responded to it.
Yeah. Like, I think she thought she was
fixing it somehow.
Yeah. And I'm like, you said a whole lot of nothing.
Yeah. I'm like,
but at the same time was kind of like playing the victim almost, where I'm like, maybe just like,
we love you, but
I'm like, maybe that maybe wasn't the best choice.
No.
Yeah, because the internet is eating her up right now, and I keep seeing them all, and I'm like,
I'm like, I'm just gonna
my
stay
lips are sealed.
Yeah, I'm gonna stay silent in the TikTok comments.
And I'm like, oh, I can't read.
Yeah, I'm like, oh. Did you see what she said about like fantasize?
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, blah blah blah, I'll see you in jail, literally.
I was like, me too.
I was like, Jesus.
No, I know, she did put that man in jail, so
yeah. And I'm excited, because I remember she said something about like, there's a song on the new album that's like it.
Yes.
And I'm like, okay, if you're not gonna ever release it, at least let that be my fixation.
Yeah, she was like, what did she say? She basically said that she heard our feedback and how much everybody loved that song and wanted it to be released. So she was like, that wasn't my song to be released. It was for SNL. So like, I couldn't either way, because she's like, that's not mine.
Yeah.
But she was like, but I heard what you guys want. Everyone? And she said that there was like a few songs on there that gave that same energy. Yeah. So I'm excited.
I'm like, better be as good.
I know. I'm excited. And she also slightly brushed upon her tour. Did you see?
Yes, I did see that.
Doesn't make me feel great.
No.
As her number one fan. Because she basically said she wants to, but she was busy the past year and a half with Wicked 1 and then all next year with Wicked 2. Which I'm like,
God. I saw on Twitter, because like, I still feel like I'm on Stan Twitter with like just a bunch of like girlies. And someone had posted that clip about like what she was saying about tour, and someone said, this goddamn movie ruined my life.
I know, and I'm like,
it's taking too much time.
It's taking so much.
And like, with the strike, that just set everything back too.
I'm like, let's move on.
Yeah.
And she was saying that basically it would be like a shorter,
it wasn't gonna
smaller
be like,
tour. Yeah. And I'm like, which means it's gonna be so much harder to get.
Which means it's probably only gonna be like LA for us.
And it's going to be impossible. Like, we couldn't even get Olivia Rodrigo tickets.
Oh my God, I know.
Or if we did, they were reselling for so much money, like hundreds of dollars.
I have like major FOMO too.
I'm so sad about it.
I know.
All those TikToks. Did you see the choreo for Love is Embarrassing?
It's so cute.
I love it. I don't know why people are like bashing on it.
I feel like she made it like that for the purpose of the song.
Did you hear the song? It's literally saying love is embarrassing.
I'm like, that's why she made it like weird and quirky.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Like, it's supposed to be.
Oh, gosh, that's like my favorite song right now too.
Same. Her stage presence has really like
it's
improved.
Grown.
We saw her in concert last year for the Sour tour,
which was, and, like, also
she did great
yeah
for that being her first tour ever.
But those tickets were like hard to get.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine, like, I mean, obviously we didn't get tickets this time around.
Yeah.
But
technically we didn't get them last time around either.
That's true. We bought them very last minute, like day up.
Yeah. We were just going to like sit outside the venue because the venue it was at in San Diego, it's like an outdoor venue and you can sit somewhere nearby and get like a very far away view.
Yeah.
And there's also boats all around the venue. So like we saw a lot of people that parked their boats outside in Tijuana.
That's so smart.
Which must be nice.
Yeah. I don't own a boat, but
So our plan was just to sit outside and enjoy the music from afar.
No, literally.
But you got tickets last minute, so
I was
that
fighting
out.
For my life.
Yeah,
I was fighting really hard for those.
You're like, I'm getting inside.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm getting merch. I'm getting inside.
Oh yeah, I think that's where I got COVID. Remember?
I think, yeah,
I got COVID after that concert. All the freaking little kids,
like, tweens,
tweens,
tweens, teen boppers. Yeah,
they were like coughing and sticking
they
their
really
tongues
were
out.
I was like, can you guys like go away?
I know, but yeah, I'm very sad that I can't go to her tour.
No, same.
Hopefully we can go to Ari's.
I will be fighting for my life for those too.
Yeah,
on behalf of both of us.
We were looking for Bad Bunny tickets like in the middle of nowhere. Like, I'm like, I'll fly.
You're like, I'll do it.
I'll do it. Where did we see the cheapest ones were? Detroit.
Please.
And I was like, should we fly to Detroit?
I'm like, okay with like my nosebleeds now, because did you see his like walkway on top?
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, that makes up for it.
Every single time I've seen him in concert, which has been like 3 times, he has always had such great, like a great layout for the stage so that everybody has a really great view. Because the very first time I saw him was at the Forum in Inglewood. And it's a pretty big venue.
Like Inglewood.
Inglewood. It's a pretty big venue.
Yeah.
But his stage took up like basically the entire floor. And it's the same setup as it is now, where it's just like a giant rectangle.
Yeah.
And he did that for, oh no, he didn't do that for the, what was it?
Like
the other tour. I'm blanking.
The World's Hottest or?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
He didn't do that for that tour, but he did fly into the crowd. So I got to see him pretty close.
Yeah, I was going to say that like made up for it.
And he's doing that again, isn't he? I thought I saw.
I think it's just like that walkway thing up top. That,
a walkway?
Like, yeah, he has like a catwalk that's literally like going across the stage, but it's like on top.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe that's what I saw then. Wait, that's really cool.
Yeah, so that's why I'm like, okay, I'm like, my seats are at like the end of the catwalk. So I'm like, he could literally walk all the way like to us.
Oh my God, you could like see his sweat.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, okay, that makes up for it. Because although he's going to be like high up, like he's still going to be semi-close whenever he like walks across that thing.
Oh, that's cool.
And I was like, that's so cool that he did that. Because like, I mean, obviously our seats are in like the nosebleeds.
Yeah.
And so he was just on like the lower stage or whatever. Like, I'd kind of have to squint, but...
I wonder how often he'll go up there.
That's what I was wondering too. I'm like, how do you get up there?
Oh, how cool. I'm so jealous.
I will
have a great time.
Send pics.
This is the first tour of his that we're not going on. So sad.
I will shake ass for you.
Thank you so much.
I will do us justice as if you were there.
I know. Thankfully, there's so many TikToks about it, so I don't feel like I'm missing out.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody will go live and I can watch it.
Imagine's
live on TikTok.
Me.
Oh my gosh, I remember. Where did people used to go live on? Twitter.
Oh yeah,
no, Twitter. They didn't go live on Twitter, did they? They would like live stream somewhere else and then link it on Twitter, right? Back in the day.
Where would they go live on if it wasn't?
I don't remember. I feel like it started with a C. I have no clue. But no, what did it use to,
wait,
why do I feel like it had a little globe emoji or the logo, sorry, not emoji, a globe logo. Shoot, I really have no clue.
I know, because, okay.
I don't know, but basically what I was going to say is that for Ari's tour, which one was it? The Dangerous Woman tour, I think. I watched the entire first show, was in Arizona.
Yeah.
I watched the entire very first show live.
Oh my God.
All by myself.
I've deaf done that.
Parachute?
Was it? I don't know.
Does that sound familiar?
Kind
parasailing?
Of. No, okay, it's definitely not parasailing.
Ugh, I can't remember.
I know, because I'm like, these ones that I looked up are not it. Like it.
Same. I'm looking it up too.
It it's wasn't Yik Yak. Also, what a name for a social media app.
Yip Yap?
Yik Yak?
Oh, Yik Yak. I thought like, you said Yip Yap. I was like, that's us. The Yip Yappers.
You're like, we had our own app?
Periscope. That's what it was.
Oh.
Periscope.
Okay, you were close.
Parasailing. Parachute. Yeah, Periscope. That's where I watched it on. I remember now.
But wow, yeah. That just like aged us.
I know. I don't know why that just came to my mind.
Yeah, that feels like forever ago when we used to use that app.
Yeah. Thank God people live stream.
I know. Thank God for TikTok live stream.
Yeah.
Peeps.
I'm excited for you.
I shall send pics that day of my fit.
Thank you so much. Let's see if you actually post it.
I know. As I just posted today after like those photos are like 3 weeks old.
I know. Alexis is the bestest friend in the whole wide universe.
Oh my gosh.
Because
tell the people.
I need you guys to know what she did for us. Okay. So we came back from Japan on a Saturday, which if you know, driving to and from LA from San Diego is a disaster on the weekends.
Yes.
I don't know why. But there's always a lot of traffic in this one area that you just cannot avoid. There's only the 5 that you can take to and from LA. That's the only way to get there. Well, at a certain point, you can only take the 5. There's no other way around it. Oh, I guess you can take the 15. Not that it matters. Whatever. Anyway.
I know. I was like, the 15's too, like, that's out like of the way.
The mountains. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
It's like going through Temecula, if you know where that is.
Yeah. It's like Riverside. Like, it's just ridiculous.
It's too much.
But basically, there's mainly only one way to get to and from an to and from LA, which is the I-5 freeway.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's a disaster on the weekends. Always traffic. I don't know why everybody just from LA seems to be going to San Diego.
And everyone from San Diego seems to be going to LA.
Yeah. It's like, just okay. Not fun to go on the weekends. You usually will have to leave like really early in the morning or really late at night.
Yeah.
To avoid traffic. Because normally it takes like 2 hours.
I feel like 2 hours exact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But on traffic days, it could take like up to 4, which I have dealt with. So not fun. Anyway, point is that after an 11-hour flight that we had zero way to get back from LA to San Diego. We flew from Japan to LA. And it's impossible in this freaking country to get around because our public transportation is the worst. And LAX is in Inglewood, and the train station to take the train from LA to San Diego is on the opposite side of Los Angeles. And if you know anything about Los Angeles, it's massive and the traffic, it's terrible. So we landed at about 11:15, I think, and we checked our bags. By the time we would have gotten everything and made it to downtown LA, it would have been 2 hours after.
Yeah.
The issue
I'm like waiting.
The issue with that is the only trains available, which by the way, it takes 4 hours on train to get from LA to San Diego. Okay?
That's like a headache just thinking about it.
Especially after that long of a flight.
Yeah.
Which we didn't sleep on to help with our like jet lag. Anyway. Okay. So there was only a train at 12:10. Which we were not going to make that because it takes 45 minutes alone just to get from Inglewood to downtown LA where the train station is. So not going to happen. And 6 p.m. And I was like, you mean I have to wait 7 hours
to
get on a 4 hour train ride?
Yeah, I was going to say not even to be like home at 6.
Yeah. So we'd be home at like 9:10. That's disgusting. That's almost 12 hours after we landed.
Yeah.
Nobody in my family could pick me up because everybody was going to a wedding. So what did this girl do? She went out of her way to drive from San Diego to LAX, which is like 2.5 hours, 2 hours.
Yeah.
And as soon as we got there, we turned around and went right back home. And that was worse traffic. It took like over 3 hours to get there.
Yeah.
So she sat in her car for over 5 hours so that we would have a ride because I was texting her at like 3 a.m. Japan time. And I was like, I'm stressing out.
You're like, no one can pick us up.
And I didn't even ask you. I was just venting.
Yeah.
Because I was like, and to rent a car, it was like $200.
Yeah.
We spent so like much money expensive. In Japan.
Yeah.
I was like, oh God, I'm going to have to do it. And then you came to my rescue.
Because I knew it was stressing you out.
And if you know anything about LA, that's a really good friend.
That's a true friend.
LAX is a disaster.
Yeah.
I actually didn't feel that bad when we were there, but I don't know how you felt since you're the one arriving.
I was just stressed when I had to like go out, but then I saw the lane where it said to return to the airport. And so like I thought I was gonna have to like go through a few stoplights, then like turn around or like make a U-turn, but I ended up just staying in that lane and took me right back to like square one.
Yeah. Got lost a few times.
Okay. You know, just a little.
It's That airport is massive.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a real one.
I was like, where are you by? I only see like Air New Zealand or whatever I was telling you.
I know. And you just couldn't find the Singapore Airlines anywhere. No. I was like, I see P4.
Yeah, you're like, here's a pic of this building I'm across. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Tell the people what we gave you.
Oh my gosh, yes.
The merch.
Let me give you guys a little haul. You got me authentic matcha.
Yes.
Which I need to try out still. I've been like saving it.
Yeah.
But I like have the itch to try it out.
Yeah. I feel like it's going to get you all drugged out.
Yeah. I'm like, it's going to be like that good quality.
Yeah.
A Hello Kitty face mask.
Yeah.
That's strawberry scented. I think it was.
Is it scented?
I don't know. I haven't tried that out.
Everything yet. Was in Japanese, so I didn't even translate it. I was just like, fun.
I just saw a little like strawberry thing like on the corner, but maybe it could be just for design, I guess. Yeah. But matcha pocky sticks, mm-hmm. which I did eat already.
they're good.
So good.
They're good.
And then, am I missing anything?
The mug.
Oh, wait. The mug was so cute. I showed my grandma. And she was like, oh my God, that's so cute.
It's the cutest mug ever. I got myself one too.
Cherry blossoms. And I love how it's pink.
I know.
It's so cute.
And the sumo wrestler on
yeah.
it.
Yeah. I was like, oh, this is Japan in a nutshell.
No, it's the cutest mug. Okay, so Starbucks sells like these. I don't know. There's like a set for it. Or sorry, a name for the set.
Yeah.
Oh, it's called Been There. Oh. It's called the Been There series. And they just sell like mugs. And they have like different cities on it. And you can only get it, you know,
in
when you go to
city.
That place.
Yeah.
So they had these Japan ones. And the mug's like big.
It's pretty like wide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it. And so this one was pink because it's for their cherry blossom mm-hmm. season. So it's like a thing in Japan that they have cherry blossoms in Japanese is called sakura. And they have everything is like called sakura themed.
Yeah.
So even like when we went to Disney, like everything is sakura themed, which means everything's pink, like the cherry blossoms.
That is so cute.
So when we went to Starbucks, I got a sakura frappuccino. Ooh. And it was basically just a strawberries and cream frappuccino with it said sakura shavings, which I was like, what?
I've actually had that kind of tea before. It was like kind of gross though.
What?
I like it. So how do you say
sakura?
It? Sakura.
Maybe it doesn't mean cherry blossoms then. I thought it did.
I just remember because I had this friend in like high school and she brought tea that was like that flavor, I guess.
Hmm.
It was really bad, but
it honestly didn't taste like a regular strawberries and cream. It tasted mm-hmm. a little bit different, but I still liked it.
Yeah.
But anyway, so like the mug was that themed.
Mm-hmm.
Basically everywhere just has merch that's like themed for cherry blossom season. And
that
it's
is so
like
cute.
Pink.
Yeah.
So the mug was so freaking cute.
Oh my God. We love pink.
I know. It was so cute that I was like, I want one.
Yeah.
So
I got myself, one.
But there's like cherry blossoms on it. There was sushi on it. Mm-hmm. There was a sumo wrestler. There was a cat.
Oh my gosh. They gave options.
So cute. I think there was chopsticks on there I saw too.
Oh, that's so cute.
The cutest mug.
Yeah. I really like it. I got my mom one of those mugs in Paris.
Yeah.
And I'm like, the Japan one's like kind of cuter.
Really?
Yeah.
What does the Paris one have?
I think it's literally just the Eiffel Tower and it says like Paris on it. Which like, I guess.
Like a baguette? A croissant?
I don't think so. It was like plain from what I remember.
That sucks.
I know. That's why I'm like.
That's boring.
I was like, okay, lame.
Yeah.
But
that one was cute.
That mug is so cute.
I know. Anyway, well, I just wanted to share how real our friendship is.
Our 9 years of friendship was put to the test this past weekend.
It was so funny because afterwards we went to get lunch and I was like, I'm paying for your lunch. And then I gave her gasoline because I was like, that was crazy. For 5 hours? Are you kidding me?
That was insane. And the fact that I went out the night before because my friends had come down from Orange County.
Shane was texting me. I woke up. I woke up from my day.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like no, sorry. I didn't wake up. I was going to the airport.
Oh, yeah.
And I texted you. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, I'm at the airport. See you soon. And you're like, okay.
I'm like, we're flying in the club.
I was like, isn't it like 1:30 in the morning? And
yep.
There you were.
Sure was.
Do you want to share what happened while you were out?
Oh. I was like, what happened?
Oh my God. Like, get your phone off my couch. Just kidding.
So I'm calling it my piss phone gate.
Stop. Not the gate.
Melissa and I coined it that.
Oh my God.
So yeah, for context, I went out Friday night with my friends that came down from Orange County. And my friend Melissa and I never see these friends. We're like, okay, let's have like a girls' night. And I did not get like close to even blackout drunk because I knew I had to pick you up in the morning. And I'm like, I'm committing. You're relying on me. So I need to get my ass up by 8 a.m.
Can you imagine if I would have showed up and then you're like,
please,
I'm still at home.
I'm like, oh, I just woke up. You would have killed me.
I would have killed you.
I know.
The podcast is over.
No, literally. That's why I'm like, okay, I know my limit with my drinking. Like, I'm not going to like do anything crazy. And Melissa also had to be up early the next day too. So we're like, okay, we're going to leave by like 12. So, which didn't happen.
No. I was going to say, I was like, well.
Yeah. So we go to the first club, blah, blah, blah. And then we go to the second club. And I'm like, oh my God, I really have to pee. And so we get to the second club and I like make a beeline for the bathroom. So I'm like, I'm going to piss myself. And I go in like the handicap stall. And so obviously,
oh my God,
I feel like for the most part, handicap stalls have like certain like shelves or something to like put things on or like assist people. Yeah. And so the stall I was in had like a metal shelf thingy, which like most of the time people put their drinks or purses on.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm like borderline going to piss myself and I put my phone on this shelf, whatever, taking a piss. I get up, I wipe, I do my thing. And obviously who flushes with their hand? I'm nobody. Sticking my leg up and like using my foot.
Yeah.
As I turn around to go stick my leg up to flush the toilet, I knock my phone into the toilet bowl.
With the pee in it.
Thank you.
In case that wasn't clear.
With my piss still in the toilet bowl.
I'm imagining.
My freshly piss and my phone is now in the toilet. And I'm in such shock. I'm staring at it for like a fat, like 2 or 3 seconds. Like, and then I immediately grab it and I go, guys, no one answered me. I'm like, great, thanks. I thought they had left me and I'm stuck here with my piss phone. So after staring at it for a hot second, I'm like full on dunking my hand in because I was like, how else am I going to get it?
Wait, was it not like floating?
I feel like
was it like in there?
It was kind of.
Really?
I was going to say it was like kind of floating, but I remember I had to fully dunk my hand in the fucking toilet.
You're lying.
Oh my God. Sorry to drop the F-bomb, but I was just like.
She's like, I'm really riled up.
I was like, why did this just happen? So I stick my hand in the toilet bowl. I finally flush. And then I immediately open the bathroom stall. And I'm like holding my phone by a thread. Because I'm like.
Like it's pinching it.
Literally filled with piss. And. My friend Melissa and our other friends were in there and I said, I dropped my phone in the toilet. I'm panicking.
You're all sobbing.
The OCD in me is like spiraling.
Did you cry?
I felt like I was going to cry because I was like, oh my God, imagine it stopped working.
I would have started crying. Well, yeah. Not even that, honestly. Well, it's just the germs. Too, but also just and it then, was in your pee.
And then I'm like, you know how many germs are probably in a club toilet bowl? Yeah. So
a lot.
My two friends being good friends that they are, true besties, like how I am a true friend for picking you up from LAX.
Yeah, this is better.
grab my phone, take off the phone case, and they're literally washing my phone case and phone with soap and water and paper towels. Yeah, at a club. Full on, and I'm like, at this point, who knows if my phone's waterproof? Apparently it is. It's piss proof as well.
This is an ad for Apple.
It's not like I really had like rice to stick it in at the time. Maybe I could have went to Bang Bang next door.
Stop.
Because they have rice. But my two queens cleaned my phone and I had to put the case back on and be a trooper. And so then I left the club.
Will you put the case back on? Yes. Did they deep clean the case too, I'm assuming?
I mean, we just used the soap that was in the club bathroom.
I mean, that's disinfecting.
I think it was like Dial or whatever it was.
Okay.
I was like, it has some sort of cleansing.
Doing something.
And so as soon as I left the club, I immediately ordered the same case off Amazon and I overnight shipped it.
Yeah.
But it didn't even come overnight, which, like, besides the point. I still have my piss phone.
Yeah.
But I do have a fresh new case, and the other case immediately went in the trash when I got home.
I'm assuming you disinfected it and everything.
Yeah. My mom has, like, hospital alcohol wipes.
Oh, nice.
So I used, like, 3 or 4 of those and was cleansing down my phone. And that's my story. That's my truth of my piss phone gate.
You're so strong and so brave.
I can't believe I did that. And I'm like, wow, it's not like I could have been like, oh my God, I was like borderline blackout drunk. Like, no, I was sober. Yeah. I just was stupid.
It was just an honest accident.
Yeah. And it was like, oh, I thought I was going to flush it for a quick sec. Cause
would
I
have gone down the toilet? Would it even fit?
I feel like no, but like maybe, oh my God, that would have been worse. Cause what if it got like low key stuck and I really would have had to take
put
my
your
hands
hand
in
like the hole.
Oh my God. No, it was better. That was just like floating.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was my Friday night.
Oh God.
Then I got home, woke up and picked you up.
I know. She was texting me what happened.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. I didn't even tell you this because I think I was already on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, taking off. See you in like 11 hours.
Oh yeah. I do remember that.
And then you were like, bestie, small problem. And I was like, can you not pick me up? And
oh my
I was
God.
Like, oh my God, why am I finding this out now? Like, what am I supposed to do? Because you don't have internet on a mm-hmm. plane.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh my God. I was like, what happened? Because I got stressed. Obviously, I was like, something bad must have happened for you to like not be able to pick me up. But I was like, what do I do? Like, how mm-hmm. am I supposed to figure this out?
Yeah, like right now.
Right now. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm taking off. And it ended up being that. And then in my mind, I was like, oh, thank God. But at the same time, I was like, oh, I'm so sorry.
Because, oh. like, you know how I am. I mean, obviously, I feel like any normal person who drops their phone in the toilet is going to, like, be, like, ew, gross. But it's, like, extra ew, gross for, like.
No, I feel like any normal person would be, like, ew. My piss.
No, like, my own
Maybe,
piss.
Maybe, like, a man would be, like, eh.
Yeah. I'm like, they're just crusty
They'd
for that.
Like, that's awesome.
Yeah. They're like, do it again, bro. Yeah. My God. So that was a recap of our weekend.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm glad you shared that with everybody.
I'm glad I like got that off my chest.
Yeah. So brave.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Everybody, we're going to start a GoFundMe mm-hmm. for Alexis. Yes. Get a new, clean, piss-free phone.
Yeah, I literally thought I was gonna have to like use my tax return to like buy a new phone. I was like, not the tax return I just got.
I know, and that's the thing, it's like it's an iPhone, they're so expensive. No, literally, like you could just leave it.
And I love my phone because like I'm just attached to the camera.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I guess I could get another iPhone 14, but
yeah,
I like my phone.
Yeah. No, you did what you had to do.
I did what I had to do. Mm-hmm. I was brave.
So brave.
I was really brave.
Add that to your resume.
Yeah. Piss phone survivor.
Skills bravery.
No, literally. Okay. So now that we have moved on from my piss phone, would you like to share with the class how your Japan trip was in the first place?
I would. Okay. Truly the best time. So if you don't know, Carlos and I, we travel a lot together.
Yes.
We've been to, I think, like 7 countries together. Ireland has always been our favorite trip because it's where he proposed to me. And mm-hmm. that was also my dream trip. And it was everything I ever wanted it to be. It was magical. We were gone for like almost 2 weeks. It was lovely. Like the best time. This one was really close mm-hmm. to winning. And Ooh. Taking over Ireland being our favorite trip ever. The only reason why it did it is simply because he proposed to me.
Yeah.
And just something about being in Ireland just felt like very enlightening and like mm-hmm. magical. It's so calm there. But Japan, if I hadn't been to Ireland, Japan would be.
You're like you're number one.
Yeah. The best trip I've ever been on. Like the food is so amazing. Everything is clean. We only went to Tokyo because we were gone for 6 full days, and 2 of those days were dedicated to going to Disney Sea and Disneyland. Mm-hmm. So technically we were only in Tokyo for like 4 full days.
Yeah.
So we didn't have time to go to any other cities or anything, but Tokyo is, I think, 4 times the size of New York City. So it's massive.
That's like insane to me because I already think New York's big.
I know. Yeah. It's huge. So it's just like, it's wild to even think about how mm-hmm. crazy it, and that's just a city in Japan.
Yeah.
And Japan's not even like that big of a country. So it's just wild to me. Mm-hmm. Also, I looked it up. How many people live in Tokyo? Let me see.
It's like a crazy amount.
Yeah. Like you thought LA was a lot. Yeah.
Oh gosh.
13 million.
13 million?
13.96 million. That's as of 2021.
I'm assuming that's more than LA, New York.
I think LA is 4 million.
Wait, that's crazy. That's so, like double then.
It's wild to even think about. But it's just, it's so crazy knowing how many people live there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so clean.
Yeah.
LA is dirty. New York is dirty.
I was going to say, they both are really dirty.
And in Japan, like, it's clean. Like, every once in a while, you would see trash on the floor. But, like, it was rare to the point where if we saw, we'd be like, oh, look, there's trash.
You're like, wait a second, there's trash on the floor. Yeah.
And also, you would be walking on a street that's, like, busy, and it's quiet.
Oh, that's so nice.
Like, I would be whispering because I didn't want people to, like,
hear. Think you were loud or something.
Yeah. I didn't want to bother anybody. And you go on a subway, and the train's full.
Mm-hmm.
Quiet.
Oh, that's so nice.
It was so peaceful. Ugh. It was just, I don't know. It was such a good trip. And then also, we took public transportation everywhere, which, like, if you, me personally, I know when you went to New York, you went on the subway.
Yeah.
I don't like the New York subway.
Yeah. It's sketchy. It's grimy.
It's sketchy. Yeah. Like, the people on there are really weird.
Mm-hmm.
And there's smelly rats.
Yeah.
And it's hot down there. God. The Japanese ones. Mm-mm.
That is so nice.
Clean.
Yeah.
There's music playing.
Aw.
There's birds in there.
You're like, oh, this is calming.
Yeah. And the carts themselves are also spotless.
That is so nice. Honestly.
It's crazy. And also, their, like, public transportation system is so amazing. We just don't have one here in this country.
No.
And they're on it. Like, if they said they're arriving at 1:32 p.m., they will be arriving at 1:32 p.m. And they give you, like, maybe 10 seconds to get on and off the bus.
That's crazy.
They're like, you're ruining my schedule. You're not getting on. I was really sad when we came back because when I was looking for a way to get from L.A. to San Diego, I was like, this sucks. Like, there's no way to get from L.A.
I remember to get to San Diego. When I would commute from Orange County to L.A. for E.
Yeah.
My coworker was like, oh, why don't you take, like, the train? Because it, like, we had a train station right outside of our office, basically.
Yeah.
I'm like, maybe I would if it wasn't sketchy. Imagine, like, going back at night.
Exactly.
With, like, all those, like, weirdos.
I know somebody when I went to school in LA, somebody who lived in Orange County, and she would take the train. But also, it took a while.
Yeah. And I'm like, I want to be home. Mm-mm. I don't want to be making, like, 5 bajillion stops.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's just, like, not like that over there.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And everything was, I don't know, we would get to the other side of the city within, like, 15, 20 minutes.
Oh, see, that's so nice. All through
public transportation.
Yeah.
Like, you can't do that here.
Even, like, New York, it's like, if I'm going from, like, I don't know, Central Park to, like, Brooklyn, like, it's, like, 45 minutes.
And then also, you can't understand anything that they say on the New York subway, like, what the next stop is.
Oh, my God. It's all mumbly. It's like, I was like, huh? Like, where are we going?
No, and there's also the signs there most of the time don't even freaking work.
No, they're always out.
Yeah, or it just says, like, canceled.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, cool.
Or you'll, like, change platforms and you won't even know.
Yeah.
It's not like that over there. It's just, like, when they say what platform it's on and what time it's on, it's at.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, that's so nice.
I know. I loved it so much. And
I wish we, like, had something like that here. Or, like, I wish our city was more walkable.
I know. Because, like, I sold my car. So now we just share one car, which is fine because we both work from home. So, like, it works out for us. But it would be nice to, you know, not have to rely on, like, if he needs to use it and I needed to use it for something else, just be like, oh, I can just take the bus.
Yeah.
You take the bus here, you're getting kidnapped.
No, literally. It's like, sketchy. Safe. Yeah, it is not safe.
No. So, I don't know.
Even just taking, nice. Like, the MTS to, like, Padres games, it's, like, not safe.
Yeah, or if you ride a bike here, you're going to get into, like, an accident.
Yeah. You're like, good luck.
That was another thing. Everybody there rides bikes.
Yeah.
I saw so many women with their kids in their bike with them. Like, they have those little backseat things where the kids can sit safely. Everywhere. I'm like, the city's amazing.
You're like, this is great.
I don't know why we don't implement these things. I'm like, clearly it's being done.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also just hard because, like, everything's so spread out here.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I don't know. I'm not an architect, so.
I'm like, I don't know how that works.
Me neither. But, yeah. And also, it was just like, I don't know, you eat all their sushi. I know you don't eat sushi.
Did you go to an omakase?
We did go to an omakase. Oh, my gosh.
I want to do that even though, like, I don't eat sushi.
I felt
really experienced.
Yeah, I felt very safe eating all the food there because it's so fresh and I know how, like, on it they are with everything. Yeah. Everything's just very orderly there. Like, even when you're going on the stairs or on an escalator, it's just, like, common knowledge that everybody stays to the left.
Yeah.
And the right side is for passing. So if somebody's in a rush, they just go past you.
Yeah.
It's just, like, everything's just in order.
Mm-hmm.
So when we were eating different foods, normally I get scared eating new foods.
Same.
So normally I would be like, I don't know. I was totally fine. The omakase was like so yummy.
Yeah.
It was just like, I tried, I'm pretty sure I've had oyster before, but not as an adult. So it's been a long time, but I had oyster. There was eel.
My gosh.
There was, I don't remember. There was something. Oh, there was sea urchin. Like, ooh, I tried it all.
My gosh.
And it was so good. But we're big sushi people. So yeah. it was more his dream.
Mm-hmm.
He loves Japanese food and like he loves raw seafood.
Yeah.
I love any type of seafood, but his is more like he wants sushi. He wants ceviche. Like he wants all the raw seafood. So, and also that was like his dream to do when going to Japan, and this was his birthday trip, so we're like, okay, let's do it. And it was so nice because you just sit in front of the chef and they just, you know, they ask you if you have any allergies, if there's anything like you like or don't like, and they just feed you like one by one.
That's so cool.
In some like in their small portions. And it goes on for like an hour and a half.
My gosh,
I know,
that's like a good amount of time, I feel like.
Yeah. So we had a great time. And then it was weird because when we first got there, the weather was perfect. It was like hot outside. It was like in the 60s and it was sunny. It was great. And then all of a sudden, the day of his birthday, boom, 48 degrees.
My gosh, that's like rainy. A big drop. Yeah.
Like almost 20 degrees of a difference.
And for it to be raining too.
I know. And it's so funny because here, I don't know if it was raining here on his birthday, but it always rains on his birthday, and he does not like rain.
That sucks, honestly.
I know, he does not like rain, but like it's February, like it's gonna rain. And when I was booking this trip, I was in between March and February, and I decided to go February because of how packed it gets in Japan because of cherry blossoms during March. And this trip also was revolving heavily around Disneyland. So I was like, okay, I want to go when it's not super packed and, you know, really busy season and tourist season. So I went with February, but I wanted to make sure the weather was good because it's coming down from winter and like, we don't want to be freezing.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, it's dry season in February. Like it hardly ever rains, like maybe 4 days max out of the entire month. And well, it rained.
I was going to say, what does it do? Rain on his birthday?
It rains. On his birthday.
Oh my gosh.
And we had been tracking the weather for a long time, like leading up to it, and it was great.
Yeah, I feel like there's no rain in sight, and then all of a sudden.
Yeah, so it rained the 2 days we were at Disneyland.
My God, that's so annoying, honestly.
I know, but it was fine. We still had a great time. We just had to like layer, but I don't know. I had the best time at Disney over there.
It looks so cute and fun, like all the different rides that they have compared to like Disneyland and even Disney World here.
I know, the Beauty and the Beast ride that I sent you. Yeah,
that was so cute.
If you guys don't know, there's a newer ride at Tokyo Disneyland, and it's Beauty and the Beast. And I looked it up. That ride cost $200 million to make.
My gosh.
That just shows you how freaking amazing that ride
is. That's insane.
It's beautiful. Like, I genuinely felt like I was in the Beast Castle. The line was 3 hours long, but I paid because I was like, no.
Yeah, so I would not wait in that line either.
You pay like $20 for a fast pass, which I was like, yeah.
I'm like, here's my 20.
No, yeah. Literally, I'm like, what else do you want?
No, literally.
Mr. Mouse, take all my money. So we went on that ride because everybody talks about it, and I've seen like TikToks about it, and it literally feels like you're in the Beast Castle.
Oh, that's so cool.
Even in line.
Yeah. Like,
the detail is just wild.
It's immaculate.
It was immaculate. Like, it was, it made me emotional when I was on it. Because I was like,
this is everything.
The best ride ever. And I love Beauty and the Beast so much. I do too.
That's like one of my faves.
Yeah. It was the best. We had the best time. And I bought a whole carry-on, like, packable duffel bag to bring with me on the trip.
Yeah.
Because I knew I was going to go crazy with all the merch. So that thing was filled to the brim.
Oh, yeah.
You saw it.
Yeah. I was like, I saw it with my own eyes.
It was barely zipping.
Oh, my gosh.
But my favorite thing that I bought myself, two things, actually. So the sweater I'm wearing right now.
I was going to say, you got that there, right?
So Kali and I got matching sweatshirts. Mine says Uzma Kappa from Monsters University, and his says it has the Roar Mega Roar logo, which are like the big tough scary monsters. Please. And mine's like the cutesy
ones.
So cute. So that, and then I also got myself a towel headband or so hair cute. Wrap thing,
yeah,
and it makes me look like Sully.
Please, that was like the cutest thing you got there.
So cute. I took a picture of myself in it, and I sent it to Alexis. And it has like the horns and everything.
I'm like, they really said detail when they made it.
The best. It was the best. I had the greatest time. And I want to go back already. I'm so sad that I'm not going to be back for probably a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have the best time. We're young. We have time. At least we have London to look forward to.
Okay. Yes.
London.
I'm honestly so glad that we planned this a while ago. Because I need a trip to look forward to.
Yeah. I'm the same way. I always need a trip.
I know. And then it was funny because as we were in Japan, like anything I wanted, I was like, here's my card.
You're
and
like, here.
Because they use Apple Pay for like everything. Mm-hmm. So I was like, done.
Ding, ding.
Yeah. And I was like, $10. Done.
You're like, here.
We ended up spending $1,000 each.
Oh my god!
Well, in total, $2,000, but on shopping and transportation and
yeah,
and things are cheaper there. But literally, I was like, you know that TikTok sound where it's like the
oh
boom,
ding. Yeah,
boom.
It's like the credit card one. Yeah.
That was literally me. I'm like, Sully hair wrap.
No, literally.
Done. I'm like, you want a fast pass? Done. And I bought myself like two ridiculous headbands, like you know those obnoxious ones when you do your makeup.
Yeah.
I got myself a Winnie the Pooh one.
Wait, that's so cute though.
A Baymax one. Mm-hmm. I was like, did I need it?
You're like, no.
No, but it was $7.
Yeah.
I was like, sure.
You're like, why not?
So I just kept buying everything.
Mm-hmm.
What was I talking about before?
Your Sully headband? Oh, London?
Oh, London.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
I was like, wait.
I was like, I had a point. But anyway, like there's just so much joy going on in that trip because I was like spending.
No, literally.
That now that I'm back, I'm so depressed.
I'm like, this is so real. Yeah.
I know. I'm like, well now I have to save money to make up for everything.
Yeah.
I mean I have savings and all that, so it's fine, but like that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
But as I was there, I was like, well, what am I working for?
That's so true.
I'm like, I deserve this.
It's not like I can like come back like next weekend.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
And when I was little, I used to watch anime. And have you ever watched Kiki's Delivery Service?
I don't think so, no.
Okay, well, it's like this popular anime movie from like, I think it might have been the 90s or early 2000s. I don't know. But anyway, I found there's this cat in the movie named Gigi.
Yeah.
And I found chopsticks. Which oh my God, Gigi cute. On it. I was like,
you're like,
yeah.
I need that.
Yes. And I'm like, there's just so much little things that I'm like, what am I working for?
Mm-hmm.
It's to spend. Yeah. Is it not?
No, literally me.
Like, am I not being frugal at home to save all my money?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm going to get the freaking Gigi chopsticks. I'm going to get the Sully hair wrap.
Please.
Leave me alone.
That's so valid, though.
The Tigger bucket hat that we got. Like, I posted a whole merch haul, by the way, if you want to see on TikTok.
I was going to say, go look at her TikTok.
Yeah. I also posted about 7-Eleven.
God, I just want to go to Japan just for that.
I wish I could buy
like,
something.
Do not trust the food from our 7-Elevens in America.
Oh my God, no.
But like theirs I would trust.
No. I don't want a freaking hot dog. No. A slice of pizza. I want the sushi.
Yeah.
I want the egg salad sandwich.
I want those pancake things you got.
The pancakes. I want it all. Yeah. So I was like, I'm going to treat myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go all out. But now that I'm back, I'm like, so when's our next trip?
You're like, so what's next?
So now I'm bored.
Yeah.
Oh. Excuse me.
Sorry if you could hear that.
But yeah, I'm like, let's start planning.
Yeah, honestly. I always need a trip to look forward to.
I know. Same. I already started planning what I want to do next year.
Oh my God, me too.
I have a really busy year this year. So I can't really go on another trip until hours. Like a big one.
Mm-hmm.
So
I still want to go to Miami for my 25th, which I'm determined to make happen. Because I'm like, I only turned 25 once.
Is that this year?
Yeah.
Nice.
So like, I don't know how I'm going to swing that financially because like October and December are close.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm so determined because I'm like,
credit card points.
Yeah, that's true, honestly.
Yeah.
Because like October is far away too. But I'm like, I only turned 25 once. If I want to like make it big.
Yeah.
I have the choice to.
I know. I wanted to do something big for mine too.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's 25.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy. Hello? Yeah. I feel like it's the last, not the last part, but it's like one of the milestone birthdays before it's like, no, you're really an adult.
Yeah.
Because the next one's
like,
30.
Oh, God. That makes me want to like gag.
I know. So that's why it's like, no, it's an important one for sure. And I would argue more than like 18.
Oh.
25 is like.
Yeah.
Last hurrah.
No, literally. Before you're like an actual adult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But I couldn't because it was my wedding here.
Oh, true.
So we just went to karaoke.
But we had a great time. I'm just kidding. Yeah, it was fun.
I had a great time.
Yeah, but that was fun.
I don't blame you. It is a big one.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you should.
I'm gonna find a way to swing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To save all the credit card points.
Mm-hmm. I'm trucking my way.
I know.
Baby steps. Slowly but surely.
Which also, if you guys don't know, I've been thinking about talking about this more on my TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe one day we could have Mr. Carlos as a guest on here. Yeah. And he could share with the class all the things about credit card points and traveling. Yeah. So I know I've talked about this a few times on my TikTok, but basically, like, we travel all the time. We haven't paid for a flight or hotel in years.
Yeah.
Like, everything has always been with points.
I remember even when we went to San Francisco, you said the hotel was from points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I got my companion pass through Southwest, which means somebody can fly with me for free.
Yeah.
You only get that when you're, like, at a certain status with Southwest.
Mm-hmm.
But I got it through credit card points.
Yeah.
Because I was able to get to that status through the Southwest credit card.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, and I just use my credit card as a debit card. So I'm not like, you know, I'm not going into debt over my credit card. I'm using it to, like, pay my bills and pay rent. And I just pay the fee. Because I was going to make that, spend that anyway. So I'm like, well, I may as well get something back from it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So everywhere that we travel to has always been for free.
Mm-hmm.
Never spent a dime. Only when we're there.
Yeah, I was going to say you only spend on, like, souvenirs and, like, food.
Yeah, which is why, like, in Japan, I was like, yeah. You're like, I'm going to buy everything.
You're like, I am going to spend.
I didn't spend a dime to get there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. Maybe we'll do that one day.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
I feel like a lot of people don't know. Yeah, a lot of people don't know about that.
Yeah.
And because I didn't come from a big traveling family.
Same.
So I just don't think people know.
Yeah.
My parents certainly didn't know. Or else I'm no, sure we would have, you know, people would take advantage of it more. So it's a good tip.
Mm-hmm.
But where do you want to go next year?
Either Greece, which is like, God, I've been wanting to go there for so long.
Dream trip.
Or Melissa and I were talking about going to Japan, too, for her birthday and skipping out on Coachella next year.
Yeah.
Which I'd be okay with.
Yeah, Japan over Coachella, for sure.
Yeah. I'm like,
yeah.
Like, I don't know what to expect of the lineup this year, because I feel like every year it's like, okay, who's next?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you excited?
I am.
That's good. For who?
Sabrina Carpenter.
Duh. Queen.
Renee Rapp.
The Mean Girls?
Yeah.
Oh. I didn't know she was a singer, too.
Yeah.
Oh.
I've been getting into her music lately. Mm. Also excited for Lil Yachty.
Please.
Tyler, the Creator. I feel like my music taste is really...
really broad.
It's out there.
Yeah.
You
listen to it all.
Young Miko, which I know your feelings about her.
It's nothing bad. It's not like...
You just don't, like, care for her, which is, like, I don't care for her.
I can't explain it. There's just something about her where I feel like her vibes just rub me the wrong way. Like,
yeah,
she's a great singer, love her songs, it's nothing against that. It's just something about her where I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah,
I probably just don't know her well enough though.
Oh, Peso Pluma. Duh. Yeah, I don't know how I forgot about him. I feel like
I was gonna say, did you know I saw him at Coachella but you were with me?
Shut
up. We were literally together.
I can't. You're like, oh my God, wait, did I ever tell you? And I'm like, I was going to say,
like, oh, he did great.
Yeah.
And you were there.
I love that performance, too.
That was a good one.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited. It'll come fast, too, considering, like, March is Friday, which is
I know.
Terrifying.
That is wild.
Yeah.
So it's basically, like, a month away.
Oh my God, don't say that. I need to figure out my outfits.
I know. You have time.
I do. I'm like, I'll make you help me, if anything.
No, that's what I'm here for.
Exactly.
Like, I didn't go to fashion school for nothing.
Oh, what an episode of us chit-chatting away.
Just a little life update.
Yeah.
I haven't seen you in a week other than you picking me up, but
yeah,
we needed this for ourselves.
I'm like, we needed an actual hangout, not just us driving back from LA.
I know. And Carlos snoring in the backseat. <That's
so funny. laughs> Oh my gosh.
I know.
What it's a day.
Like, sometimes I feel like we need to add these episodes in where it's basically like we're just hanging out, but it just so happens we're also recording with fuzzy microphones in our face.
I know. I'm like, the hairs keep like getting in my mouth.
The fuzzes.
Yeah. I'm like choking on them low key. Oh
God, this was a fun one.
Yeah. Well, We hope you guys enjoyed listening to our live updates.
Our yapping.
And our pop culture updates.
Yeah.
Can't wait for Ari's album. It's getting closer.
I know.
I don't know who else came out with music that I like her enough to talk about.
Somebody. Oh, Dua Lipa.
Oh, I do like her new song.
Yeah, I do too.
It's very Dua Lipa, if that even makes sense.
So cute.
It's like so her.
I loved her Grammy performance, by the way.
I keep seeing it on TikTok.
Me too, the dance.
I'm like, I can't dance like that.
No, I kind of wanted to learn it like in too. Private, but I was like,
I was like, no, I can't move my hips like that.
Not when there's a mirror.
No. I'm like, I don't need to see that.
No. Yeah. Taylor. We're excited for her album too.
Oh, Duh. Yeah.
In April.
That's like right after Coachella. Mm-hmm. I could look forward to that.
Lots of music coming up.
I think that's it for right now.
Yeah. I think so.
Well, guess that's that.
We're like, we're tired.
Yeah. Like, we're pooped.
It's 8:45, so.
It is.
On a Tuesday.
Yeah.
A Tuesday.
Tuesday?
That'll be us in London.
No.
It's Tuesday, isn't it? We're like, where's the loo? I'm so sorry.
I can't choose day. Are we taking the taxi to Buckingham Palace? Which I'm so excited to go for. To go to.
I was going to say maybe we'll see the queen, but I...
I don't even know if we'll see the king at this point.
Oh my god, that's true. He's sick.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it's a disaster.
Maybe we'll just see Kate and Will.
Like, where are we going?
You're like, why are we even going to London?
Oh my gosh.
I better see Harry Styles' ass somewhere in London.
Does he live there?
Sometimes.
Oh.
He was in... Have you seen where he was this past weekend? No. I don't know if on TikTok.
No.
This man was in San Luis Obispo, or however you say it.
Why?
Don't know. But I'm like, you're telling me he was there out of all places? And those people that go to like Cal Poly over there probably just like saw Harry Styles on like their little Sunday Trader Joe's run.
What was he doing?
I have no idea.
Is that like a vacation spot?
Maybe
because it's like a small town.
Maybe. Yeah. But I was like, what the hell?
Is it a small town? I think so.
I don't know if it's like as small as like Monterey. Maybe it's a little bigger than like Monterey and Big Sur like area. But
yeah.
But I was like, what the heck? I'm like, why there out of all places?
Yeah. Like, let's weasel your way over here.
Yeah.
To San Diego. What are we, like 4 hours away?
Yeah.
Come on.
At least come to, I don't know, Temecula.
Something.
Imagine Harry Styles in Temecula. I'd like shiz myself.
I know. He's at a winery.
Yeah. Oh, God.
And like, give us notice that we have time to go over there.
No, literally. I need like an hour heads up.
Yeah. You're good at finding celebrities in the wild.
I am.
Never have.
It's one of my specialties.
Who have I seen? I don't think I ever seen anybody.
Yeah, you're like, I have to think.
Well, I was at the VMAs, but I saw John Legend.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And Chrissy Teigen. Saw Pharrell.
Oh my god, Pharrell.
Demi Lovato. But I was like there.
Yeah. So you're like, of course I saw these people.
Yeah, but not in the wild. Mm-hmm. Never seen anybody. Maybe one day.
I think I saw like Chris Pratt at Erewhon once.
Really?
Yeah. I think it was him.
You like kind of look like him.
Yeah. I'm like, I wouldn't be surprised because it's like Erewhon out of like all places.
Yeah.
I would die to see Haley and Justin there.
Do they actually shop there? I'm assuming they don't go shopping.
I know they do like sometimes.
Really?
At the Beverly Hills one because it's new and it just opened. There's been like
that
a couple.
It seems like such a like touristy
like area
place.
Too.
Yeah.
I know.
That's kind of shocking.
I'm like,
They need one like private in the hills.
No, seriously. I think Kylie goes to the one in Calabasas sometimes. Mm. Like, she does go shopping for her own for some reason.
She does?
She's done, like, once or twice.
Oh.
So I've seen, like, paparazzi photos, and I'm like, okay.
Oh, yeah. Like, that Kardashians episode when she goes to the car wash and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, not you taking your Mercedes through a drive-thru
no,
car wash.
No, I'm like, girl. It's like a expensive ass car.
I know.
She's like,
it's like over $100,000.
She's like, okay, let's go through a car wash.
She's like, fun.
I've always wanted to do one. My gosh.
Remember you used to come with me all the time?
That was so fun. We'd get frozen yogurt after.
Yeah, and I'd pick you up. I'm like, can you come with me?
No, literally. Oh my god, good times.
I know. Okay, I'll shut up.
Yeah, we'll shut up. Make sure you're following us on TikTok and Instagram at Beyond the Filter Pod. And we'll see you guys next week. Hopefully we won't be yapping away.
We'll have less to yap about next week.
Yeah, that's true. Because we'll be like caught up on things.
Yeah. We're going to know everything that's going on.
That's true.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Well, one, two, three.
Bye.